Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 1st of September. Last week, we had camel racing at Catterick and pony racing at Beverley. We also had a classy winner of last Saturday's Beverley Bullet Sprint Stakes in Pearl Secret, trained at Mornby near Thirsk by David Barron and ridden by Jamie Spencer, wearing the colours of Qatar Racing. Pearl Secret led from the front in this £40,000 listed race for sprinters, keeping on well to deny the fast-finishing Mirza by a neck. The ground was quick enough for Pearl Secret, and his trainer indicated that his next target could be the Prix de la Baie at Longchamp, the big Group 1 sprint on Arc Day, Sunday the 5th of October, a race won by Tangerine Trees, who was successful in the 2011 Beverley Bullet Sprint. There's no midweek racing in the county this week, but there's a full weekend of racing coming up, with Thirsk in action on Saturday, Ladies' Day at the North Yorkshire course, while it's the annual Press Family Day at York on Sunday, including appearances by Peppa Pig and a listed race featured on the Naismire. Racing at Thirsk on Saturday begins at 2 o'clock. The most valuable race is the Personal Touches Handicap Stakes, a contest for three-year-olds over 1 mile, offering prize money of £15,000, while the Hambleton Cup, a competitive handicap contest over 1.5 miles, is one of the oldest races in Britain. There are competitions to find the best-dressed lady and best-dressed gentleman, along with the wearer of the best hat. The annual Press Family Day at York on Sunday begins with the semi-finals of the Charles Owen Pony Racing Series at 1 o'clock. Racing under rules begins at 2 o'clock, and the feature race on a card which offers prize money of £100,000 is the third running of the Betfred Garraby Stakes, a listed race for sprinters over 6 furlongs. The concluding race is round 7 of 9 in this season's Go Racing in Yorkshire Future Stars Apprentice Series. The competition is led by North Yorkshire-based Megan Carberry. There's a full programme of events for young racegoers and families during the afternoon, including appearances by Peppa Pig and the Racing Interactive Zone. Next week, I'll be looking at the Ladbrokes St. Ledger Festival at Doncaster, which begins on Wednesday the 10th of September. Enjoy your racing.